Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Other counties up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming, booming beat. Stronger than ever before.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend.
Now. 585-252-9800 for Can't Beat Breezy. Our girl is officially tied all up, 2-2 right now. This is for a four-pack of tickets, our last four-pack, to go see the Harlem Globetrotters February 8th at the Blue Cross Arena. We are looking for caller 8 right now. Let's get right into it. PXY, who's this?
Hannah.
Hannah, good morning. Happy Friday. You're caller 8.
Awesome.
That's right, girl. You got to go head to head with our girl who really honestly has been crushing the competition this week.
I really came back 2025 a new woman.
Okay.
No pressure.
Breezy is going to leave the room. You get 5 seconds to answer each question, but before she leaves, I need you to talk some serious trash.
Oh, okay. I'm so bad at that. All right, I'm
going to
do my best, and yeah, like, we'll see how it goes.
No.
That's the worst
trash. I'm actually so scared. No, I'm freaking out.
I've often told I'm too nice.
No. Yeah, that was terrible. All right, hopefully your trivia game is much better. We're going to question one, Hannah.
We'll see.
Question one. Breezy, go in the next room. There she goes. Who was the second president of the United States?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, no, it wasn't Jesus. I'm going to feel so stupid if I get this wrong.
That's okay. That's Breezy on a daily.
Was it George Washington? Oh, God.
Was George Washington the second president of the United States? Is that your final answer?
Oh my God. So embarrassing.
Okay, let's go to question number 2. That's okay. We still love you. Mickey Mouse has a dog. Hannah, what is the name of that dog?
Oh my God. My daughter's going to kill me if I get this wrong. Is it Pluto?
I can't tell you, but is that your answer?
Yeah, sure. Pluto.
All right, let's go to question number 3. Forrest Gump excelled at what sport, Hannah?
Oh, God. Running.
All right. Put you down for running. Once again, I cannot tell you. Okay. Is anyone in your family, Hannah, good with vehicles, cars?
Not really.
Okay, great. This next question you're going to love. In a vehicle, the ABS refers to which function of the car? The ABS.
Is it airbags? Shoot. Okay. I think it's airbags.
Okay, putting you down for airbags. Question question number 5. Okay. Hannah, this is the last question. Do us proud, okay? How many weeks is an average pregnancy?
40. Oh, wait, average. I mean, I know it's supposed to be 40.
All right, final answer.
Yeah, okay, 40.
You want to go with 40? Okay, 40 weeks for the average pregnancy.
No. Can I change that? Can I change that?
I wouldn't, but okay.
Okay, I'm not going to.
All right, let's lock you in. We're locking you in. Okay, let's bring Breezy back into the room. Here she comes right now. Breezy, come on in. All right, here she is. All right, we're going to tally these up.
Oh, God.
Breeze! All right, let's go over to our girl right here, Breezy. Our girl.
What did you do, Hannah?
Hannah got a total of 2 out of 5.
Oh, man. man, that's so bad. I'm so embarrassed.
No, you
honestly should. Don't be, because the wheels could come off here at any moment. Like Moose always says, any team could win or lose at any time.
That's right. Breezy, get your game face on. Hannah, we're so proud of you. You did great. Sit tight.
Where are you from, Hannah?
Honey, I love.
Yes, you are. Make him proud.
Breezy.
Yes.
I don't think I did that, though.
Question number one. Who was the second president of the United States?
Mm-mm. No. Pass.
Come on.
George Washington Jr.? I don't know. I literally couldn't even take a stab in the dark if I wanted to.
All right.
Let's go to question number two. Mickey Mouse has a dog. What is the name of that dog?
Pluto?
All right, I'll put you down for Pluto. We're going to question three. Forrest Gump excelled at what sport?
Running. Football. Running?
That's a whole lot of answers. Which one are you going with?
Running.
Let's go over to question four. Breezy, you're very good with cars. In a vehicle, the ABS refers to which function of the car? Sometimes you see it on the dashboard.
I think it's the brakes.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Hannah, please don't swear.
Sorry.
Let's go over to question number five. All right. Question number five, Breezy. How yes? many weeks is an average pregnancy? You should know this. It's pretty obvious.
I think. How many weeks is the how many?
How many weeks is a normal pregnancy?
Is a normal pregnancy? Yeah. Okay, 40.
All right, putting you down for 40 weeks. All right, let's go over and we're gonna tally these up. Okay, so far. Looking at our girl, Hannah, you have a total of 2 out of 4. All right. And then Breezy, 1, 2. Well, this is unbelievable. Breezy takes it.
Did I get 3?
You got 3 out of 4.
Oh, no.
Let's run it back. Who was the second president of the United States? The correct answer is John Adams. Hannah, you said George Washington. Breezy said George Washington Jr. I'm blown out of my mind. Both of you got it. Pluto is correct. That is the dog that belongs to Mickey Mouse.
All right.
Forrest Gump excelled at what sport? The correct answer to that is ping pong is what he excelled at.
Oh, that's right.
In a vehicle. The ABS refers to the brakes. Yeah. Breezy got that right. Hannah, you said airbags. And the average pregnancy is 40 weeks long. Hannah.
I'm so sorry, my queen.
Breezy.
Good job, Breezy.
All right, Hannah. We got something special for you. We're going to give you anyways. But before you go, we just need you to do one thing.
Okay.
I need you to say, I'm Hannah from Honey O Falls, and I cannot beat Breezy.
Oh, God. All right. I'm Hannah from Honey O Falls, and I cannot beat Breezy.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. It is Friday. Breeze, if you can break one record, what do you think it would be for?
Sitting for the longest.
Sitting for the longest.
Sitting for the longest period of time.
Okay. Well, that's one way to...
A dream.
Yes.
Or... The most TV watched in one sitting.
So your goal is...
Most popcorn eaten in one sitting. So, all my favorite things.
Yes, your goal is to develop sores.
Yes, bed sores.
Right, okay. You'll break the Guinness Book of World Records for most sores. Thank you. Well, I'll tell you who did break some records. Speech pathologist from Pittsburgh. Her name is Inga Simney. Mother of two broke her first record in June of 2022. She holds this is her third Guinness World Record. Mm. This time for completing the most pull-ups with a 20-pound pack of weights on her.
Wowzies.
Back in June of 2022, She did the pull-ups in 1 minute, completing 39, according to the Guinness World Record website. Then a year later, she broke the record for the most knuckle push-ups in 1 minute in front of thousands of viewers on the TV show Live with Kelly and Mark. That's it. They only got a couple thousand viewers that show. She completed 76 as part of the World Breaker Week, celebrating the launch of the 2024 Guinness World Records book. And during the same show, she completed, 21 pull-ups with 20 pounds on her back. I watched her do it, and I'm going to tell you, the most pull-ups I've ever been able to do, I get to like three and a half.
Mm-hmm.
It's so difficult.
I can't even do one unassisted. I need bands.
You need bands?
Yeah.
You need somebody holding you up by your ankles. The record has officially been certified, announced Pittsford Town Supervisor Bill Smith this past Wednesday. So just a huge congratulations. That is no easy task.
Not at all.
To have one world record, but to have three is outstanding. So Inga Simning, we tip our hats off to you. Congratulations. Well done.
Inga.
We've all done it, right? Lied on a resume?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. How many?
What is your biggest fault? I'm too organized. I'm a perfectionist.
I'm too punctual.
Yeah.
I mean, I think a lot of us have done it. We have lied on a resume. But how many of you have ever been caught? My buddy Kyle got caught. He got caught this week in a really embarrassing way. Send us your stories if you got them, and I'll share his coming up next on the show.
This is Julie. Hi, this is JP. Hi, this is George. Hi, this is Amy. I just won $5,000.
Just by listening to the Odyssey app.
The 5K day giveaway is back starting Monday. You can't win if you don't have the Odyssey app. So download it now, wherever you get your apps. That's AUDACY, a national contest. And you could be $5,000 richer starting Monday.
On 98PXY.
We've all done it, right? Been caught lying on a resume.
I don't know if we've all been caught. But we've all definitely lied.
Well, have you been caught? I'd like to know that. 585-252-9800. Happy Friday. It is PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. My friend got caught lying, and I can't think of anything more embarrassing.
Uh-oh.
Well, actually, that's not true. I once saw a stripper accidentally have a bowel movement on stage in Oakland, but that's not...
these things happen.
That's neither
just a Tuesday.
Here nor there. So my buddy is a software developer, and that's the extent of what I know. I wouldn't call him a great one. He's just like surface level okay.
Okay.
Perfect. He used to be a bus driver, so he got caught lying on his resume this week because he's been searching for a new job. So he wrote down on his resume a bunch of fake companies he used to work for, along with schools he's never attended.
Uh-oh.
And references that don't exist. I said, Kyle.
Kyle, you,
my friend, are an absolute fraud. And his response was, sometimes in life, you got to fake it to make it. It's like, but you're 38. I mean, you got to just get it together.
Right.
And long story short, he hands in this bullcrap resume to a software company, and they follow up on every reference and names. And the recruiter actually called the company he said he worked for. And the recruiter says, we're calling to get some info on your senior, software developer.
Even like, I just worked here, and had a good time. I was the CEO.
Yeah, he gave himself a really big title there. And he goes, we're looking at... get some info on your senior software developer, Kyle Harrison. And the person goes, who? Kyle Harrison, the 38-year-old software developer? He goes, never heard of him in my life. Click.
That's bad.
Like, I understand if you're like, tell us about yourself on your resume. Oh, you know, I just, my negative fault is that I'm just constantly working too well with others, and I have to learn to spend some more time on me.
Yeah, what's one downfall of you or a vice or something that you struggle with? You know, I'm just too punctual. I'm just too organized.
I'm too punctual.
I complete things so early that deadlines don't exist for me.
I'm
a perfectionist.
I wrote this on a resume not too long ago, and it actually went over pretty well. I said, one of the things about me that I'm working on is I need to finally come to the realization that I don't always have the best ideas in the room. And
blew them away.
Which I obviously was lying about.
Oh.
Anyone ever been in the same boat? Trust me, I get it. Looking for work is no easy task. It's hard.
Right.
I've applied to dozens of jobs in my day. Just last week. 585-252-9800. A couple people weighing in right now. You haven't had a lot of jobs in your day.
No.
You've been a server. You've done bartending, right. All that stuff.
I've been hired through like restaurants and things like that. But like this company and this station is like my only real career job.
Yeah.
I'm fortunate enough to say that. But I remember the interview process of I was applying for a serving job that I was at for quite some time, over a decade. And one of the questions they asked was like, if you were in Wegmans right now and you found $100 on the ground, what would you do?
I'd keep it. I would keep it.
Turn it in. Just tell them what they want to hear. Yeah, later on, I went to go, you know, keep the extra money in the paycheck that they had sent me.
Yeah. There's too many trick questions. We're not here for it.
I mean, like you can, the thing about it is though, you can answer an interview question exactly how they want you to. If you're a good enough people person and you can read a room.
Yeah.
I mean, it's easy as that.
They want to know.
Is 1, 2, 3.
The only reason they're asking you all these questions is they want to know and get an idea if you're potentially capable of suing them in the near future.
Correct.
They don't like people who sue. They won't hire you. Nick is weighing in. He says, pretty brave of your friend, Moose, considering companies' dates of employment and educational degrees are really easy to verify. Probably not smart to lie about those things. Well, if you know my friend Nick, then you'd understand.
Yeah.
Who's this person? My moron of an ex-boyfriend was trying to get a job as an electrician and randomly wrote down that he used to be the CEO of Chrysler.
Right. Of course.
Oh, yes. I'm changing up. I'm just transitioning gear.
We're in between a couple of things.
Yeah.
I just, you know, what kills me is, I mean, I feel like this is a tale as old as time. We've all done this, is like you put your friend down as a reference on your resume and then they call and you say, oh, yeah, I worked with Kathleen. She was the best, honestly, hardest worker I've ever met. Boots on the ground type of girl. Anyone would be lucky to have her. Like that is a tale as old as time. But lying in a position that you were at a company that you don't have someone backing you to call and follow up with is wild.
Yeah, no, you definitely need those follow-ups. Chuck says, I'm here to say that it's okay to lie on your resume. Just don't lie about education and experience. Everything else is free game. Yeah, I agree with that.
But like the thing about it is that
if you're
really
a hiring manager,
me off,
text us.
It really pisses me off is that nobody, not one person, asked for my high school or college diploma. Nobody cared. Everyone here thinks I went to Geneseo. I went to Oswego.
Nobody's asking you for a diploma. They just want to know what level of college you may have.
But that's anybody could say that if they're not asking for proof. Just saying.
Well, then in that case,
nobody's following up.
I have my bachelor's degree.
He goes, then I have my doctorate. So there's that.
Here we go. Sean's a hiring manager. What's up, guys? As a hiring manager, I would say 95% of applicants lie. 95%. Personally, I don't see anything wrong with lying as long as it's minor stuff. If you told me you worked on 5 projects, but you really only worked on 3, I don't give a crap. But if you sell yourself as an expert and can't answer simple questions, that's not right.
We got some issues.
If you tell me your role was director, but I find out your role was a low-level individual contributor, you're not making it past me, and I'm knocking you out of the running, as you should.
Yeah, I get that. It's tough on these streets, though, and I feel sorry for people that feel like they do need to lie to be a cut above the rest. But, I mean, honesty is the best policy.
I don't know when my buddy Kyle is going to get his next job. I mean, he's such a liar.
All of a sudden, there's a Reddit thread about him.
I would not trust him. And let me go over to our friend Crystal here. Hey, good morning, guys. A perfectly honest resume is a losing strategy. A resume with complete falsehoods that will get you fired in the first month is also a losing strategy. It's all about having a healthy balance. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, feel free to send us some tips, Crystal.
Please do.
My buddy Kyle can definitely use them.